Hello.
Is that Kirsty?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Francesca calling from INS Law regarding the inquiry you've just submitted to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Would you
Yeah.
like to talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details for data protection, okay? So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, would I be able to get your full name, please?
I'm changing, I'm moving room. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, that's it. I could hear you now.
Perfect. So I just need to take some details for data protection, okay? So would I be able to get your full name?
It's Kirsty Rachel Gibb.
And your date of birth?
25/1/1992.
And your current address?
At 60 Kennishead Avenue, flat 37.
Yeah, and do you have a postcode for that one?
Yeah, it's G468RL.
And do you happen to recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care? Or the area, or is anything that you can remember?
Yeah, Dundee, Charleston, like probably it was called, hold on,
Yeah.
Dunholm Place.
Dunholland Place, Dundee.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I went into school and told my guidance teacher what was happening, and I didn't go back home.
And then you were placed into care from there.
Yeah, I was placed into went to live with my friend that broke down fairly quickly. My foster, the, she fostered me. Everything was going well, but I was having underage sex with my children's father, and she couldn't stop it, and she didn't want me to fall pregnant underage, so she phoned the social work service and was like, there's nothing I could do. I've stopped them from coming to the front door when I'm in my bed. He's throwing stones up at the window and she's sneaking out, so I need her protected. And she put us back into care. Now, she put me back into care because of those concerns. I went back into care and they let me stay at my daughter's dad's, my children's dad's house, knowing that I was going to be sleeping in his bedroom, having underage sex. And yes, I fell pregnant underage, even with the concerns raised by my foster carer.
Okay. So in regards to when you were at the care home as well, so see they let you
I
do what
yeah,
you
there
wanted.
was, I was like five, it was me, five of it, me and four boys. And I used to get restrained a lot for nothing. Just for even like expressing myself, I'd get restrained. Yeah, it wasn't a good experience at all. Like I don't feel like it was looked at. I felt like more neglected and a place where I was supposed to be safe than I did with my mum when she was taking drugs.
Yeah.
But my mum turned her life, and this is another thing. My mum turned her life right around, right? When I got went into care, she got put on the treatment program and she stuck to it, and she was handing in clean samples and she was coming to see me. She never missed contact, she never missed tea nights, she never missed anything. Maybe I wouldn't show up, but my mum would always be there.
Yeah.
And when my there was one good worker out of the whole children's home, and her name was Helen. She doesn't work there anymore because of what was going on. She's changed jobs because
Yeah.
she doesn't like what was happening. I'm 34 and this is when I was younger, so things are different. I don't know if they've got worse or better. So when Helen recommended that I went back home with my mum and that my mum was clean and doing well. My social worker got up and stormed out the room and slammed the door. Like, my mum had proved herself and I was ready to go home and she still wanted to keep me in care.
So she kept you in care?
No, I got to go home, but if it was up to her, I still would have been in care. But she did keep, I do feel that I was kept longer than I should have been as well. They said there was no homes in Scotland, put us to England. Every Monday, she said, you're coming home on Monday, it's only for a week. I'd pack my bags, get ready, Monday, a phone call, oh, we're not coming. It wouldn't be a phone call the day before to say they're not coming, to prepare us. I'd pack my bags and then I'd say, nobody's coming. And that happened for a month, and me packing my bags, waiting on somebody to take me back home, and no one came, and that was for 4 weeks. And when I raised my concerns as a child, they said to me that they want me back in Scotland because it's too expensive to keep me down there. They didn't care about my well-being. They cared about how much money it cost to keep me down there.
So where was the care?
It was in somewhere in Lancashire.
So unfortunately, with the redress scheme, so the care home, it has to be a relevant care setting that was within Scotland.
No, it was in Scotland. I've been in a few care homes in Scotland, but one time they did that to me and they said that I'd be going home and I'd pack my stuff and they never ever let us. But before that, I was in care homes in Scotland and that's when they failed me and let me go and stay with somebody that's mum worked. And they knew that his mum would be at work when I was staying there and it would just be us two. And I was having underage sex. What did they think was going to happen? And statistics prove that most of the people that get their kids taken off them are kids that have been in care because social work believe that because they're in care, they don't have any proper parenting skills. But there's a thing called mother's instinct, and it's in every single one of us, regardless of how we've been brought up. Don't tell me because my mum took drugs and my upbringing was a wee bit rough, that I can't be a good mum. That's got nothing to do with it or me. So I feel picked on by the system. I feel like it's been a generational curse. My mum's mum, kids got my mum taken off her. My mum got put into a farm, a paedophile farm, and was there for years. They didn't take any responsibility for it until this last year, they took responsibility for it and they paid my mum. Now, they paid my mum a lot of money because my mum was sexually assaulted, obviously, and made to gut animals and things because she was on a farm. But that money is them admitting it and saying, well, there's money, that makes it okay. My mum was crying, going, I've waited for them to admit that for years. They made me think that I was in the wrong for feeling like this.
Yeah, they finally got the answer.
Yeah, after 52 years, though.
Yeah. It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, she got the money, but she feels like that's just silence money.
So, in regards to, so you first told the school what was happening at home, didn't go home after that. You lived with your friend, was it?
Yeah.
So she did what she could to try and stop you.
Who?
Your foster parents. So
foster carer, right? My foster carer did a lot of bad things, but one thing she did do was try to protect me from falling pregnant underage because she knew that I would have to become an adult and my innocence would be took at such a young age, and it would be so hard. And
yeah.
the social worker let it happen. The concerns were raised. That's why I was moved into a safer place, so that couldn't happen, and they still let it happen. And he was abusing me, he was battering me, all these things. And when I told, nothing happened. Now he's in the jail for 7 years.
Yeah. So how old was he?
He was overage and I was underage. So he was 16, 17, I was 15. And I know it doesn't seem like much of an age gap, but when you're 15 and somebody's 17, it's a big age gap. It is. There's a difference. You're not in this country, you're not an adult till you're 16, and even then, you're still a teen.